Morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
Looking for new cadets, aren't you?
Right. So, yeah, there's a little start before you get to that radar gun part, and you can operate that. Yeah,
but it's not day one.
We're always looking for cadets, and I know the Chiefs talked about it. I've touched base a little bit. I've talked about our Explorer program, but cadets are a starting point to get into law enforcement. We want people that are maybe have an interest to see. It's a way to find out, yeah, this is for me or it's not for me. And if you find out it's for you, you know, I was thinking it's kind of like the farm team, right, for sports.
Right, yeah.
We get you in there. You kind of learn our system. We see if we're going to mesh together, and hopefully, ultimately, you become an officer and ideally at our department.
Yeah, it's kind of like an internship, sort of. It's, you know, dipping your toe in to see if police work is for you. And you've got so many people, including your chief, that started as cadets.
Right. So a lot of people at the top of the heap there, I guess, are running the show, the admin and supervisors and a lot of officers. Right. We're all cadets at one time. So the program, it is successful. Right now, we're a little short of cadets. So at the beginning of the year, we had 9. We've had some leave. And good things, Cadet Shouty became an officer here. Cadet Gotham, she left, and she's pursuing federal law enforcement. And we had another cadet, Justin Bishop, that left, and he's looking into federal law enforcement. We recently hired a cadet, so that kind of helped alleviate it. But right now, we only have 6 cadets. So we're looking. The school year will be ending soon. People will be starting college, and those are the people we would like to recruit.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what cadets do.
They do a lot. So they the big thing to me now, when I first, when I worked midnights, the cadets were just like, okay, we have cadets. But when I became a supervisor on days for the last year, the cadets do a lot. I interact with them much more than I did then, and I see how much they really do. They're sitting at the front desk of the police department. So the first thing is they're the first thing people see when they come in. They represent the department, so how they present themselves, how they interact with the public. They handle a lot of incoming phone calls, so again, they're interacting with the public. Some of the jobs they're doing, they're taking criminal reports. They take some minor accident reports. A lot of times, like in private property, if there's a hit and run and we have no suspect, we can let them take those reports. So they do it over phone and in person. They do patrol duties. Those are going to be in the summer. So they're up at both beaches, Lakeside and Lighthouse Park. They're at the Edison Parkway, Pine Grove Park. The canal, we have a lot of problems. There's you know, there's an ordinance. You're not allowed in the canal, right? And we get a lot of swimmers. So the cadets are tasked with patrolling the canal, trying to keep them out of there, citing them. They serve subpoenas. The prosecutor's office, you know, we're having our in-service training, and Steve Gilliatt was over there, and we're having legal update, and he couldn't praise our cadet program enough for the effort and the work they do to serve subpoenas. It's so big to serve witnesses, to locate them. Witnesses, quite often they move. Some try to avoid the subpoena, so they document the attempts, and he said that our cadets just do a great job. One of the best in the county. So I'm going to brag them up a little bit
Absolutely.
About that. And parking enforcement downtown, not everyone's favorite thing, but they do try to control that because, you know, we're trying to make parking available so everybody can come down and enjoy downtown. So when people just take the spots and don't listen to the time limits, they also handle parking at the boat ramps in the summer. But a lot of the reports, missing persons, which is important. And you would go, well, the cadets are taking it, but they're helping us. They're freeing up officers, too, to respond to the calls that are in progress out on the road. So they take missing person reports, larceny reports, up to a certain amount, property damage reports, harassment. We get a lot of phone harassment, a lot of Facebook harassment, things like that, found property that comes in there. And they also monitor the capture line. So that's a big thing. That's a big responsibility. They're watching that. They update tips. They pass that on to us so we can get it to the officers, whether it's someone with a warrant we're trying to look for, tips on a crime that we're still investigating, certainly.
Yeah, it's not the most glamorous police work, but it is really important police work.
Right. You know, they might go, well, I'm only doing this. And some of them you have to hold them back a little bit because they're pretty, they could get a little overzealous. They certainly want to get out there and do things. And it's good. We got to kind of temper it a little bit. And there's things they have to learn before they do that. And still, they have to remember and They are civilians. And I would say that, too, for the public that interacts. They're not sworn law officers with the same responsibilities and the same qualifications or our enforcement capabilities, mm-hmm. what we can do. So they have limited enforcement capability, but they're a vital asset to the department.
How does one become a cadet? What do they need? What are the requirements?
So qualifications and requirements. They need to be 18 years old. They have to be a high school graduate or hold a GED. Current valid Michigan driver's license with a good driving record. They can have some violations, a limited amount. They have to be attending college, enrolled in a law enforcement-related program, maintain a 2.0 or better GPA, good moral character. So we'd like to see somebody good character, integrity, honesty. They can have prior contacts with law enforcement. We understand that, but it can't be any major contacts, mm-hmm. You know, felonies, things like that, certainly. And the ability to communicate and interact with fellow employees and the public and other agencies, because they are going to other agencies to take paperwork and that. And again, that citizens thing, you know, and it's hard. They're so young, and sometimes we forget and we go, boy, how did they do this or why? And I'll try to remind people, remember they're only 18? Do you remember when you were 18?
Right.
How immature maybe you were? So we expect a lot, the maturity level. We really, there's a lot of responsibility. But I think it's rewarding to the, I'm calling them kids, but to the teenagers, mm-hmm. Young adults that take this job on. And it's nice to see them go on and get into law enforcement. It's interesting to watch some of the cadets become officers and go, wow, I thought I had an idea because I was working here. I did ride-alongs. But when I really saw the responsibilities, it's nice to see that they appreciate that. Yeah. There's a level of maturity coming in to play right there, I think, when they recognize that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, a great program, great way to enter the law enforcement field. And if there is somebody out there that is, you know, a college student enrolled in law enforcement or related field, meets all the other requirements, what do they need to do to become a Port Huron Police cadet? A
couple things. You can go to the Human Resource Department on the second floor of the city building there, 100 McMorrin. They have applications. If you want to ask to get more information how the program works, Sergeant Brisby, she's a day supervisor. She's in charge of the program. She has a number, 810-984-2378, where she's available. You can leave a message if she's not working. Interestingly enough, the opposite days I'm working, I'll take a message, I'll forward it to her, and if I can answer questions too. So call down there and check into it or check at Human Resources.
All right. Cadets wanted at the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.